It's smoky in here. This place is creepy. It's like there's some kind of purple haze. Better get out of the rain. It's thunder. Come on inside. Come on inside. Hey man. Dry off. Are you here for the show? No man, this is backstage. Take you to your seats. There you go. Right behind that door. There you go. Have a seat. The show's about to begin. The Chuck Show. Electromusic.com. Chuck Show. It's stormy here. I don't know if you can hear the thunder. I'm doing a little finger picking. Psychedelic stuff you hear is written by Key Jazz in 2008 for a guitar synth, but I put it as a vocoder. What are we gonna do today? Change in the show format. Talk about some more general introductory kind of thunder chunk information. And we're going to start things off by celebrating. There are three people who made contributions to the show for this week, and I'm going to make sure to get them in to start with. The first one is a Chuckist by the name of Ben Zimmerman, and he wrote a song called On the Fly. Let's listen to that. It's the power switch for the mixer. I'm running out. Well, let's hear a guitar. I'm running a custom-made mixer. It takes in the guitar and has a built-in microphone, amplifies them, and presents them on the left and right channels of the line in jack, where Chuck receives them. And I currently have, just for this week, the psychedelic effect applied to the voice, and the clean channel applied to the guitar. So you're hearing the guitar coming straight in through amplification into the computer, through Chuck without distortion, over to the netbook where Edcast picks it up and sends it out to the server. That's as close as I can get to having you hear the true sound. The guitar invention, but I won't get into that today. This is the Chuck Show, not the guitar show. What I will get into is our first Chuckist of the week. Sometimes we don't have any Chuckist of the week. Sometimes we have two. Today, we have two. Going to get to them early in the show because really the show is about the people who make up the Chuck community, of course. And part of the way we make it fun is we have this little show. People put their creations on it, and it's kind of a celebration, a presentation of. Let me open up my text file. Mr. Cole is our first Chuckist of the week. He writes the following about himself. My name is Cody. I'm married and live in the middle of Missouri. I'm a high school band director. I spend most of my free time composing music of different types. I've been working with Pure Data for several months. I recently started using Chuck for no other reason than I was curious. I'm quite enjoying. And there's Mr. Cole in the chat room. He says, who, me? Yes, Mr. Cole, you're the Chuckist of the week. Okay, Mr. Cole gave us two works. And in order to play these works, I'm going to have to shut off the microphone so you won't hear me. He wants them played one after the other. So I'm going to do that. I'll do that now, in fact. Let me open up his LFO.ck file. Change MIDI article preferences to the appropriate directory. Just a moment here while I do that. Okay. And there will be a brief moment of silence followed by the music.
Give it a listen.
some Chuck music, partially Chuck, or entirely Chuck, I don't know. Next up, we have a little story for you. Story of the origins of Chuck.
Birth.
presented to you on the Chark Show. Next up, let's play a little music. We're done with all the new contributions for the show, but we also have... how about a little song I wrote called Schizophrenia? 4 minute song. What schizophrenia is like. How it kind of lays dormant, sneaks up on you, and attacks you.
I wrote that song in Chuck.
was sort of a freedom of expression kind of thing. I was expressing the person, myself actually. There was frustration about being diagnosed as a schizophrenic. That's right, this show is not psychedelic. It's psychodelic with an O. Psychodelic. Because I'm a psycho. And that's what that song is all about. So Chump can be used to express one's feelings, just like any other music tool. And I thought I would talk to you about some general information about Chump. We've been pretty hardcore on the show, talking about technical details, bits and bytes and algorithms dancing around in your head. Too technical for most people. So, let's talk about what you can do with Chump. Main thing you can do is create music. And a Chump program is a text file that's composed of two sections. In the top, usually, we put the patch. What's called the patch. This is where we take UGENs and hook them up, just like you would hook up synthesizer modules or guitar pedals or meta sub-circuits, anything like that. You hook things up and you can do what you want to do. And then the second part of the Chump program is the code section. There we have a C-like programming language. It's object-oriented. Strongly timed. And that's about it for the structure of a Chump program. Oh my, 7:48. There's only 12 minutes left in the show. That'll work out just fine. I'm gonna play you two songs now. One called Boolean 8-Bit. Another called Boolean Quartet. I wrote these songs a long time ago. Let's see, what is the file name? File date is January 21st, 2008. I wrote these songs a year and a half ago. Let's give Boolean 8-Bit a listen. Catch you next week. Bless out.